telling, cause I told you the fiance didn't see it. I was like, Rick, man, he came out.
Hey, Rick,
he came out as a bat. That is the Rick me and Wayne been wanting. That is the Rick we need.
That is the Rick that Shane told him to be years ago, and the motherfucker's probably listening.
Oh, it was Merle. Everybody know the lovable redneck taught him that.
How did he teach him that shit?
He taught him by saying baby brother. And
by the next episode, we're going to see Rick walking around with no hand and just full on beating up black people and being a racist bastard.
I want to see him walk around with like, you remember in the Walking Dead game? I want to see him walking around like that dude at the end of the game where he's holding a bag with the head of Merle in it and he talks to it. I want to see that. That's what I want to see in my Walking Dead. Merle was the greatest character ever, and he should never, ever be replaced or killed off or anything like that. Matter of fact, he should have been the lone survivor.
This should just be about Merle, the Walking Dead. That's it, Merle.
You know he'd have beat the fuck out that priest by now.
You know what? Seriously, how would you be for this? This is a true suggestion. When he cuts his hand off on the rooftop back to season one, they're talking about doing a spin-off series. Give me a fucking Merle show telling me what happens from there. From when he cuts his hand
off. Oh, yes!
That's a show! Oh.
Or you know what?
Just call it the Walking Merle.
The Walking Merle? How about the Dixon Brothers?
The Dixon Brothers. No, you don't have to have Daryl. Fuck Daryl. Who cares?
Yeah, you know what? Fuck Daryl at this point. Daryl's kind of...
That's it.
You know what? You're right. You don't need... You know what? Get every crazy mother. Get Shane. Get Merle. Get all of them together with him. Just call it the Walking Twilight Zone or some shit like that.
Just call it my baby brother. That's it.
My baby brother. That's it. Oh, man. But Rick's plan, man. It was so sadistic and violent. I loved it. I was like, clearly they just didn't leave that church.
I was going to say, if you've just left, Rick, you're a fuckwit. If that's your strategy to go and kill him, you're a fucking moron. Because you know they're going to be fucking...
And when he showed up, usually, you know, Rick says something first. He talks or whatever first. But this time, he just shot two of the henchmen right in the head and said, put your weapons down. I was like, holy shit,
but
don't fuck
there,
with me.
He's
Rick.
Like, put your weapon down. And the guy's like, no. Bang. Shoots his fucking finger off. I'm like... Now, Rick, you are the man.
Shot his fucking finger off, and then what did he do? Did he shoot the main dude, or did he stab his ass?
Oh, as far as I know, he pulled out his machete and just started hacking away at his head, trying to give.
Yeah, it was a machete, and he was just hacking away at his head, or whatever. The leader of this place, whatever, Terminus, whatever.
Yeah, he got what he fucking coming to him.
It was funny because I was like, I thought this Terminus thing was gonna drag out a little longer than how Rick said, no, to hell with that shit.
That.
Ended right. I was like, damn. So, is that all? that could have been a season ender. I'd have been like, wow.
You know what? And I'm glad they didn't dwell on it. It was just like, but even that guy, you know, he's pretty much just telling Rick, oh, you know, we've been made to do this. Yeah, we've had to damn recently. I don't give a shit. Fuck you.
Problems are getting solved in this season, quick.
Oh yeah, this is no fucking around.
Yeah, I like that, man. We gotta start from the opening, man.
Yeah, look how we just started the ending. Yeah, let's go back to this
Bob,
one.
Man!
Let's go back to start.
Bob, right away, say, I've been bitten.
I've been bitten, dumb motherfucker. I'm like, what? I'm tainted meat, as you'd say. That's what this episode should have been called. Tainted meat.
Yeah, because that's actually a slogan from the comic, actually, that this was based off. It's tainted meat, and that was actually a word that was said multiple times in that comic, so I'm surprised they just didn't call it that. It was like tainted meat, where, because he said it like three times himself. He's like, tainted meat! And it was like, oh, dude,
maybe
oh, God. Oh, they look like fucking hipsters.
Maybe they thought it'd be racist, though, being a black man. They thought, oh, you know, just saying that black people can't be eaten or something.
Yeah, you know what? They should have just said, oh, I should have never known. I can't eat that dark meat. It's always got to be white meat. But did you hear how the guy was talking? He was just like, maybe we'll get that Carl and that Rick. The way he was talking about how he's going to eat people and shit, he was like, that's Sasha.
He's like, yeah, women taste the best. I'm like, yeah, no shit. Of course they do.
And then that's when Bob said, he started laughing and was like, I'm tainted meat. And he was like, what?
I would love to have known what would have happened to him. Because even as, oh, but we cooked the leg, and it's like, well, yeah, this is the way it would have had the blood in it, you fucking idiot, so.
Yeah, you know, I'm curious about that too. I thought the Terminus thing was gonna last so long to see if they like mutate it instead of like turning straight into zombies or whatever. But then Rick kinda put an end to that right with us.
But who knows? Maybe Bob ate a bit of himself as well. Maybe Bob should have just eaten himself, see what happened.
I love that Rick is going for headshots now too with these motherfuckers.
Oh yeah, he ain't playing. He ain't playing.
Oh, and we forgot to talk about the main kid, Sasha, man. She was stabbing that one dude in the neck constantly, hey, you know, dude.
Isn't she hotter when she's more of a fucking angry bitch?
She was fucking sexy, dude. She was sexy when she was doing it. When she was doing, did you look on the side of the door? Who was looking out the door? It was Tyrese watching her.
He scared shitless of his sister, man.
He's a bitch, dude. I love that. That was a great dialogue scene between him and his sister Sasha when she was just like, remember when this happened to you? And he was just like, you gotta learn to forgive. And Sasha was like, forgive? These dudes are trying to kill us and eat us and they look what they did to Bob and you want me to forgive them? And he was just like, don't go down that path. I was like, Tyrese, you a bitch, dude.
She should have just turned around and kicked him square in the bowl and said, look, man up, for fuck's sake.
Cause this dude just literally got done telling fucking Bob that, oh, I bet baby Judith would be delicious. I'm like, this dude is threatening to eat a baby.
And you want to forgive. What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, you want to forgive. How the fuck can you forgive someone that tells you some shit like that?
He's worse than CJ, though. But he's getting worse than CJ. I mean, at least he's there. Yeah, CJ just...
No, nope, you know why? Because you know why? Because CJ would be like, fuck it, eat that baby. I don't want him anyway.
he'd be handing his baby out to be eaten.
He'd be handing the baby, like, here it is. Matter of fact, when they say open the doors at the end, he would just open the door and slide the baby out and close it back.
No, he would just put the baby out with, like, two pieces of bread in the middle of it.
Yeah. He'd be like, now go away. That should last out for a month.
How could you forgive that? I mean, seriously. Oh, I was going to call him CJ. Tyrese, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? There is no way.
Yeah, you know what?
He'd forgive that.
If you were still on Tyrese's side, just like giving him the benefit of the doubt, up to this episode, cause I was, a little bit was sounding like, he's gonna have that one episode where he prayed, but this episode, when he said that to Sasha, I just looked at him and was just like, man, how can you still be talking that forgiveness shit right now? This dude, literally, and by the way, that dude he was beating on didn't even die.
Oh yeah, no, I noticed that, yeah. He was there.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I was looking, I was like, man, this dude didn't even kill, oh my, okay, yeah, you should've let Carol went in there and finish the job.
Carol should just kill them all. That's the thing, even when he was naming, like, you know, that, oh, Carol killed her mother, his mother and shit like that, and he's gonna fucking, you know, kill her, and then Rick killed his brother or some shit, and I'm like, there's still-
You had a brother in there? Oh,
I was
okay.
Gonna say, your brother? I didn't even know that was your mother, but okay.
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, Carol killed that bitch, yeah, that's right.
Like, learning all this now, I didn't realize, I thought you were just somehow friends or something, yeah, but okay, your family, that's alright.
Hey, Carol wouldn't have killed her if that bitch wouldn't have came shooting at Carol. Shit, she should have known that she was attacking a wolf. She was a butterfly attacking a wolf. And she know goddamn well that wolf is gonna bite back.
And what, you don't fuck with wolves.
You don't fuck with wolves. Apparently you can fuck with bears, cause they don't do shit.
Yeah, bears just stand around. You gotta forgive.
Me, yeah, you gotta learn how to forgive. You need to forgive, girl.
I tell you, if I was Rick, I would just walk up to this Tyrese and go, mate, seriously, you need to either fuck off this group or just go live in a cave or something and just be humble.
Actually, did you not think that scene was going to happen, though, when he went over there to help them dig those graves? I thought Rick was going to tell him, look, man, I thought he was going to ask him what really happened when you was watching my baby at that place, whatever. I thought he was going to ask him that. And then I thought Tyrese was going to tell him, and Rick was going to be like, oh, my, you was going to let this dude get a hold of you got to go.
If I was Rick, because, I mean, I wouldn't have buried their bodies either. But, you know, Rick's obviously got some honor and respect because he comes help him. I would have let Tyrese dig that hole, put a bullet in Tyrese's head and say, you've just dug your own grave. Problem solved. What happened to Tyrese? He fell into the hole.
The only reason why he digged those graves is because that priest came out after they were all dead and said, oh, this is the Lord's house.
How can we turn into Mickey Mouse?
I love that priest, dude. Because that priest, man, in this episode, he was funny as fuck. Because he kept talking about, this is the Lord's house, man. I was like, does these people look like they give a fuck?
I was going to say, they don't need to pray. That's for sure.
Wait, didn't he say that to Sasha, and then Sasha looked at him and said, not anymore, or some shit like that?
Yeah, something similar. You know what? I've come to realize, if you're a black male in this show, you are so fucking weak. You're weak. The black women are the ones who got Michonne, and you got Sasha, that They obviously got the balls. There's no doubt about it.
Uh-oh. When you saw Michonne pick up her sword, when she found a sword again,
she had an orgasm when she picked that sword up.
I had an orgasm. I was like, damn, for some reason, I want to chant that chant from Dark Knight Rises, the rise chant. You know what I'm saying? Rise.
And about two seasons later, Rick could say, what does that mean? Rise. Sex in that movie.
The rise of Michonne. That's what I got an orgasm watching. I was just like, oh shit. Shit is about to get fucked up now.
I didn't even realize someone was carrying her sword until the moment she picked it up. I'm like, oh,
they had
her
sword with her.
Like, okay. At least you got a sword back. That's cool.
Now we gotta talk about Abraham now.
Oh, Abraham. I don't like Abraham.
What was the whole plan there of taking Glenn and Maggie with him? I was lost in that part.
No, he just wanted Maggie, and then Glenn's all come. Oh shit! Okay, all right.
Yeah, because he was like, because Rick obviously okay people. So Rick and them, they weren't gonna leave without Daryl and Carol. Why not, man? That's your two. Well, Daryl used to be your best man. I don't know about
Daryl. I don't know what he's become.
So yes, yeah, so
Tyrese is rubbing off on him. Like.
What Rick really wanted to say was, no, we gotta wait for Carol. She's the only one that's badass like me.
So I'm not leaving that bitch again. She'll fucking kill me.
Yeah, she'll fucking fuck Daryl, and Daryl's like, no, get off me, get off.
She did the fucking Terminus. She blew that place up, for God's sake.
So, yeah, she blew that fucking place up. So Abraham was like, look, we gotta get out of here because this is a threat. And I was like, Abraham, you really gonna leave with these cannibals out there at the night? So he's like, oh, we'll wait, but Maggie and Glenn has to come with me. And I'm just like, why?
Because it's Maggie.
Yeah, I don't blame him for that part, but I was like, I still don't, even when they left, I was like, I don't get why Maggie and Glenn has to go with them.
Because once again, it's Maggie.
Okay, alright. Well,
Maggie and Rosita. I mean, that's all you need to know.
It's funny that Tara stayed behind and Maggie left.
Yeah, but see, they didn't show the little bit after the bus drives all off, like, and drives mm-hmm. around the corner, they just kicked Glenn out of the bus, so he had to walk all the way back. So it was just Rosita and Maggie with him.
Cause he saw Rosita and Maggie making out and shit like that. Oh, and then, you know, Abraham left them that little map, the new world could use a Rick Grimes. I was like, hey, crazy Rick? Yes, yes it can.
See, that's what's the freaking dickhead who's with him? The guy they're trying to protect. I can't remember his name. The guy with the mullet haircut.
Yeah, Eugene.
That's the motherfucker. See, the cure for the walkers is lesbian sex. And I think that's what the Rosita and Maggie thing is gonna be the
whole
conspiracy.
That makes fucking perfect sense. And I am all for that, of bringing it back, too.
Yeah,
I am all for that.
If you gotta have the cure, that's it. It's right there.
The zombies will become in a trance, and the next you know it, they'll just turn back to human.
They'll start eating each other, see?
Yeah, they'll start eating each other, and Eugene will say, keep going, Maggie and Rosita, keep doing it! You're almost there! I can feel the transformation turning back! The blood is running back in those men's body.
Yeah, they become the walking penises.
Yeah, the walking penises. Do we gotta give Tyrese credit for killing Bob, though?
No. The guy was already dead.
That's right, he did die.
He didn't even kill him. He put a knife into a corpse. I mean, that's all he'd done.
The funny thing is, he did it the same way that they did Karen. I was just like, damn, Tyrese. I was like, you can't get a bitch attitude now. Oh, he just stabbed him.
But even then, he's like, he grabs the knife off Sasha. You know, I'm man enough to do this. I'm like, no, you're fucking not.
You a bitch, dude.
Still gonna cry about it.
I like how he waited till Bob died, and then he came back and was like, let me do it. Yeah. I can do it. He just so he can say, when Rick asked him, how many people have you killed? He's like, I took out Bob. Bob
but okay,
dead, goddammit.
Okay, if you were Sasha, do you believe that motherfucker would have done it anyway? I would have double-checked. There's no way.
Yeah, you know, I would have been there, too. I would have just looked and been like, are you sure you did it already? Because I don't know, man.
I reckon he fucked up.
He stabbed him in the ear. he didn't even penetrate the knife.
Yeah, they should have at least given Bob the way. He should have gone out with a bottle of alcohol in his hand, and he would have been happy.
Yes, Sasha on his dick.
Yes.
That should have been his last wish. He was even like,
what a way to go.
I will say this about Bob. Bob, you were right about one thing. The black characters in here, the black men at least.
Yeah, Bob was good, though. At least he was good at the end, yeah, whereas the others are fucking hopeless.
Well, I was going to say, you were right about the black male characters in here. They don't do a goddamn thing the whole season until they're about to die. They have, like, one of the, like, T-Dog.
Yeah, this goes back to T-Dog.
T-Dog, man, he had a cool death scene. He went out like a fucking boss, did he?
Bloody hell. He was, but same thing, he did nothing all the way up until then. And then, and you think, if he didn't save Carol, Carol would have saved all of them.
Yeah, matter of fact, he helped Carol become the badass she is today.
True, he did.
Because she realized, wow, he sacrificed himself and he's toughen up.
I realize it's when the black men, they must transfer the energy into the strong women. Because that seems to happen now. Because Carol became a badass after that. So T-Dog's
now spirit. Sasha's going to be a badass.
Yeah, well, Sasha's bad. I mean, I just said.
Yeah, Sasha's already badass. But you saw how she stabbed that dude in the neck like 20 fucking times. She was doing, even Rick had to look over and was like, damn, yeah, okay, let me hit this dude one more time. He was trying to keep up with her.
See, it was like Abraham trying to look tough, trying to beat the guy with the gun. I'm like, oh, Sasha's got that sexy, angry look about it. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of nice.
Yeah, that's why when Glenn, you know what, Abraham was trying to act tough. That's why Glenn broke it up. He was just like.
Let's see, Maggie and Glenn are just watching him too. I mean, Sasha should have gone over to Maggie then, gave her a pash and said, you know what, come on, you're my bitch now, let's go.
Yeah, you're my bitch now, whatever. You know what it was? When Glenn broke that fight up, he was protecting Abraham. He's just like, look, you're a little bitch made right now. I don't know if you know, but Rick is fucking crazy right now. He'd probably beat the shit out of you. So you might want to just back off right now. He was trying to protect Abraham.
He was. Because I love that line where he's like, you know, you're not taking the bus. And hey, well, what are you going to do to stop me? So like, Rick just, he doesn't say anything. He just slowly looks and just walks
he
up.
He just looks at
he's like, all right, motherfucker.
He grabbed his gun.
You're going to fuck with a guy.
Like if you look in the corner of your left scan screen, you see him reach right for his holster to grab his gun. Like, look, I'll put your ass down, bro.
But even at the end, when Abraham gives him the map to where they're going, it has big words, I'm sorry, you are a crazy motherfucker. Don't mess with me. Okay, I didn't say that. Basically, he said he was sorry.
Dude, I was like, I fucking loved it. I love that whole scene, whatever. He's just like, he was just like, I'm taking the bus. Rick just told him for the last time, he was like, you ain't taking that bus. As Abraham was walking away, he told him that. And then he was like, oh yeah, how you gonna stop me? And then I slow that hand just slowly move. Like, fucking shoot. And that's when Rosita and Fish, she said, okay, let's calm down. And I was like, yeah, you better calm this shit down because.
Get those titties out, that'll calm it.
I wonder if Glenn and him wasn't here, Rick would have shot his big ass.
Oh, Rick would have killed him. Rick doesn't give a shit.
Rick would have shot his big ass and said, you ain't taking that bus.
Rick, Rick is so crazy, he would have put an explosive device in that bus to blow it up so no one would have taken it.
Hey, you know, I keep saying crazy Rick. No, this is normal Rick. This is how Rick and Carol are two of the best characters in because that's how you should be in this world.
Yeah, they've had to adapt. And always going back to the whole Shane thing and stuff, but he was right. Rick has to keep his humanity, unlike Shane did, but he's gotta have that, you know, don't trust anyone at first and kill if need to be, you know, kill what you gotta kill to survive. And that's what Rick's done. He hasn't lost who he is, but he can't fuck around.
And that plan was so fucking awesome. He did everybody. I mean, I'm with you, man. I thought he was leaving. I thought they were all leaving. I was like, oh shit, they're gonna get out of nowhere. You see two dudes get shot, and Rick comes out of the shadows. And was like, I was waiting for him to say, "Hey, baby brother, did you think I leave?" I was like, no. I was like, oh. And then when you think like, cause you know what? I asked you this question last time, whatever. This group is holding Rick back because I could have sworn Maggie and them was just like, no, don't kill them. Just I was just like, don't kill. What do you mean, don't kill them?
Yeah,
they
look on
die.
Maggie and Glenn were like, oh, don't do this. It was like, what the fuck are you doing?
I don't get this group at all. When Rick was too nice, they were like, oh, you should have did something about it. Now that he's handling business, it's like, do you really think they needed to die? It's like, these people were crazy. Yes, they needed to die.
Yeah, I mean, shit, I would have... The way Rick has become now is exactly what needed to be done. You're not going to let... If they let these dickheads live, they would have come after him again.
Because he let these dickheads live, they took a bite out of Bob Stokey.
And that is true.
They were willing to threaten the baby. I mean, these people are starting to threaten babies now, so you got to kill them now. There's no letting these people live.
Yeah. But, I mean, in the day, I mean, do you reckon if just... I mean, I'm surprised Carl didn't fucking try and kill him, to be honest.
Carl's gotten soft too. Everybody's gotten soft now.
Like, I would have liked to see Carl just walked up after Rick started hacking away and just put one bullet in the guy's head just for the old tapes. Like.
I thought Carl was gonna, like, I thought they were gonna open the door, and I thought Carl was gonna open fire on all of them. I was like,
murder them. Carl, start shooting. And when you see those two shots, I was like, went Carl's off, about I thought, oh, has Carl shot them? And then you see how the shadows, he comes
out. I thought,
badass Rick comes out of the shadows, I'm like, oh shit.
He comes right out of the shadow. He comes out of the darkness. He comes out of the darkness. That's in the right. Ass.
Even Rick has adapted the darkness.
Yes. He shot them in the darkness in the ass. Yes. Yes. The two podcasts together is one.
Yes,
darkness in the ass. Yes. The two podcasts has come as one now. It's completed. Our legacy is completed.
Because of Rick.
One of our favorite shows.
Because of Rick.
Because of Rick. Oh, man. But I going back to the Bob Stokey thing, I will say that he was a likable character in this show.
He was. I mean, even when he was a drunk ass, hopeless Bob, who, yeah, it's slowly turned, he was always amusing, no matter what. He was not a boring bloody, you know, you gotta give him respect.
He was always positive too. I like how everyone else around him was all crying and sad. He was the only one still laughing and cracking jokes and just like,
hey, you know what? I got pussy. I got booze. I'm happy. I can die now.
Yeah.
And you're right. He went out good. He went out.
He
a
was
good,
another
good
character.
Oh, he was. I said, and he went out a great positive way.
Yeah, he was another great character for the show because as he died, he accepted it already. He was accepted that this is the fate of him. And I was like, you know, that's a good character right there because if you can accept what happens to you in this world, then you're already halfway there of making it throughout there. It's a shame he didn't get caught, but obviously they replaced him with a black priest now, so that obviously they can't have too many black people on, so they had to kill one of these Negroes off, so.
That's true. See, I don't know in the comics who lives and who dies either, so I don't know if Bob died or what the hell happened to him.
I stopped reading it after a while. I haven't caught up for a while, so I'm up to this part, but I don't know how much more they're gonna add to it because I'm like, I remember certain things, but I'm like, I'm kind of blanking on some things as well. So I'm kind of just, I don't think it really matters about the comics because this show has went a whole different way and shit. So
okay, but does next episode next
now
week,
the ending
does that
man.
Worry? Does that worry you though? Because obviously we're talking about the ending, which obviously leads into next week's show. So. Which actually, when I think about it, everything.
I thought my cable had cut off.
Even Daryl came out of the darkness at the end.
Yeah, Daryl even came out. I thought my cable went off when he showed up and he said, "Come on out," and the screen went black. I was like, "What the fuck?" I started looking online. What happened at the end? What happened?
Only if that was Merle that comes out, I'd be like, "Oh my god!"
Yes, that's what I was like, "Did they bring Merle back to life?" I even typed that in. Kid you not, I typed that in. Did Merle come back with Daryl at the end of Four Walls and a Roof?
How would it be though? Just say like Daryl has become so fucked up now. He's the only one who sees Merle, and that's how you have him come back. Just like as a spirit guarding him. Like,
Merle
is like Obi-Wan Kenobi or something.
Yeah, he's like Obi-Wan. Yeah, that's awesome. Yes.
But no one else can see him. Just Daryl. That'd be like fucking nuts.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Whatever. So who do you think that is that's with him?
I think it has to be Beth. And she's going to
explain. Well, we saw the preview for next week's episode.
But that's what I think. I think she'll be telling what happened. But then it's like, well, where's
okay.
Carol? Because if it was Carol, why would she just come out anyway? What fucking difference does that make?
Yeah. Why would they conceal that? And that could be a possibility now that you said, because we saw next week's episode is going to be about Beth. But did you think that was Washington, D.C. she was in?
Could have been.
That city was looking live.
It looked, put it this way, it looked like it had some life to it compared to some of that, like Atlanta and all that shit.
Yeah, so I was like, what city is that? They must have drove pretty fucking far then, because I was like, that looked like a whole nother, that looked like Metropolitan City and shit.
Metropolis, what?
Well, yeah, the tornado picked her up.
As long as it doesn't look like fucking Gotham, then yeah. Fucking
oh no, we get enough of those screenshots. We get enough of those screenshots to know what Gotham looks like at this
killing
point.
Fucking walkers with zirconies and shit. Sandwiches.
Do you think it's Morgan?
Actually, I didn't even think about that. That's a good suggestion. Could be. It's gonna be someone they, well, it doesn't have to be someone they know. It could just be some new character.
It could have been new survivors or whatever. All I know is this episode was great and it got me excited for next week's episode as well.
It, it was a very intense episode the whole way. There was no real layoff of just, oh, here we go, fucking go to sleep, wait for a minute. But no, it was real. Yes, it was good. So far this season, three good episodes.
Hey, you know what? It's just like last season, though. Remember, that first half was fucking fantastic. Remember that first half, man? We had no negative comments about that first half of that. And then that second half came, and we was kind of like...
And what fucked it up? Beth. So I'm worried about next week's episode, because Beth's the cancer of the show. But maybe they can turn her into a badass.
And you remember what brought it back, though, when it came to the end? Carol shooting that bitch.
That's real. Carol... Look, I love Carol's character now. She's gone from the whole story arc of being a weak woman, battered up by Poison Ivy's husband, to now just being a fucking Rambo wannabe. Mm-hmm. She's awesome.
She's definitely one of the best written characters in here. She's had the most growth out of anyone.
And she still, but even then, she still kept her humanity. Yeah, she still, she does what needs to be done, but she cares about everyone. But if you cross her, you're fucking getting out of her way. Simple as that.
Yeah, I definitely think her and Rick are probably the two best characters. As far as written characters, I'm talking about for every season, too. They've definitely been the one. Because they're the only two that's really had transformations that you've seen and grown with this character. I would like to say Carl, but it seems like he just become a second character. But I was going to say, Bob actually surprised me with this episode. Like, usually he was just in the background or whatever for most episodes, but in this one, I actually found him likable. I actually was really liking him a lot in this episode. Yeah, I was like, wow.
You can imagine going out and getting pissed with the guy and having a nice drink.
Yeah. Somebody should have, like you said, somebody should have brought, the priest should have bought him a bottle of wine.
Maybe he drank it already.
he probably bought it. I like the priest's. That priest was funny as fuck in this episode, though. He's like, this is the Lord's house! Yeah. Oh, God!
Even at the end, he's like, oh, he comes outside, oh, I can't sleep. Like, even Michonne's like...
Michonne was like, I don't want to hear this.
Fuck off, I don't give a shit what you want.
Yeah, Michonne is back to her old ways. She just looks at people now and is like, fuck off, mate.
I was going to say, she never spoke.
I don't want to hear that.
She didn't speak until the very end of this episode. It's like, she's gone deadly silent.
You know why she didn't have her other half, that sword?
Oh,
that's why.
Her talking sword. Maybe it could be like fucking Arrow's talking arrow that they have.
Yeah, I was about to say, she's like Arrow, dude, that talks and shit. She's gonna be like, you know what, she needs her own show like Krypton will have.
Don't worry, we'll be talking about that sometime soon. Fucking shit.
Probably next year, you never know.
Fucking Krypton.
Wait, Wayne's favorite writer? With Wayne's favorite writer, David S. Goyer.
David S. Grover. Fucking hopeless. That guy should not be able to write. He's a Krypton.
You know what? Yeah, that guy's a fucking horrible writer. Somebody needs to take his ass away.
Who gives a shit about Krypton? Seriously, what the fuck are you tell? Gee, I wonder how that...
Who wants to fuck this?
Who wants to see that?
Seriously.
And how's it going to end? Gee, I wonder if Krypton will blow up. Gee, what a surprise that'll be. Who gives a shit?
Wouldn't it be funny if it's not even based on Krypton? It's based on fucking Smallville, him growing up. It's like, oh, great. It's going to have, what's his name, from Man of Steel in it, telling them don't save people.
Russell Crowe, Kevin Costner. Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, God. Kevin Costner. It's going to have him in there. You know what? It's the prequel to the When the Tornado Got Him. It's how the tornado taught him and shit.
I'd rather they set the show inside the tornado after he gets caught.
Might be a better show.
Yeah, compared to fucking, compared to Krypton, it would be.
Oh, Wayne! Oh, Krypton would look better inside that tornado, actually. You can believe something's really happening.
Oh, fuck Krypton. Seriously.
Speaking of Krypton, you gotta check out this week's movie spoilers episode. Me and Cody talked about Man of Steel and Green Lantern a little bit.
Oh, Cody's favorite film. Not Green Lantern.
Yeah, we got into a little debate. I said Green Lantern has better special effects than Man of Steel. He disagreed, so we got into a debate about
really?
It.
Really? Cody disagreed. I mean, he's defending Man of Steel again. What a surprise.
However, I
will agree with him on one thing. Iron Man 3. I know you love it. I fucking hate that film. I gotta say that.
See, I don't even love the film. I think it's fun and entertaining. That's the thing. I don't even love the fucking film. And my thing with asking Cody was that which one was better, and he said Man of Steel. I'm just like, what?
What?
None.
Who?
No, at least there's something to like out of Iron Man 3 compared to Man of Steel. I don't think there's a goddamn thing to like out of Man of Steel. Man of Steel was frustrating. Man of Steel was baffling.
I'm trying to think of something positive for Man of Steel. The music I liked, but however, the original Superman theme is so much better. So I was like, yeah, well, even nothing is done better, put it that way. Compared to the original Superman, nothing's better.
My thing for the music was, I liked that score, but they wore that shit out because they played it for a fucking hour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true. And it's still not the Superman.
I was liking it at first. I was like, all right. It was cool at first, but then they wore that shit out for an hour battle scene playing that song. I was like, okay, I'm sick of this fucking song. You can turn it off.
If I'm going to hum the Superman theme, I'm not going to hum that one. I'm going to hum the Superman theme. Not fucking Man of Steel one.
I don't even think you can hum the new one.
It's like same shit. Pretty much sounds like
it. Like that or whatever.
I like how we can go from The Walking Dead to Man of Steel. Pure good.
I was about to say, we should do a review of Man of Steel every year.
Yeah, might as well. See if it gets better than
We still got our commentary episode. Hey.
Look, I've only watched it the once, so I'm holding off to watch it the second time and do the commentary for it.
That would be awesome when we do that. Actually, we should probably do that.
Oh, we will have to do that. We have to get you, me, Luke, and you know Cody's got to be part of it.
I told people Wayne and Luke needs to come out to L.A., for Batman versus Superman, we all watch together and we do a commentary before it comes out the day before and do commentary of Man of Steel.
I'm all for that. I'm all for doing that. Not actually watching the movie and watching Batman versus Superman. But I'm all for coming out that way. That's fine. Do you realize what you just said? Luke will fly out to LA to watch Man of Steel. What the fuck is the point?
I think for a review, I think that'd be the funniest review ever, just to watch me, Luke, and Wayne's reactions to Batman versus Superman.
I'm actually really suggesting that if all works well, I am gonna fly out and we will watch it together for the first time, and you're gonna see my rage in live action because I'm gonna walk out of the cinema. And you're gonna be no, sit down. You're gonna fuck this. I'm done. Can't watch this shit. Batman lives in a fucking church. Nah, fuck this. I'm out.
Because that is one thing we have yet to do. Cody and CJ said this best on when we did our Flash Moon. P1 and Wayne hate something. They fucking hate something. And that is true fact right there. And I can only see if we end up hating that fucking movie, the look on our face of what it's going to be.
You are right. Because even my dad commented saying, P1 is right. There is nothing you enjoy in this world. I'm like, yeah, you know, I am starting to hate everything. It's sad.
You don't enjoy pop culture, which I don't blame you because it's a fuckwit.
Okay, I like The Walking Dead. I like things that I actually do enjoy. However, in very little number because most things I do hate because most things today in the world are shit. It's pure shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Yeah, I'm different with TV. Is I don't watch TV shows because people rave about them.
Yeah, I watch something that I enjoy.
That's probably why I still haven't watched. That's probably still why I haven't watched Game of Thrones because everybody talks about it so fucking much. I'm just like, I don't really give a shit.
I respect that because I mean I love Game of fucking Thrones, but it's not for everyone, and it's just the way it is.
A part of me, if I wouldn't have already been so deep into Breaking Bad, a part of me was gonna be like, you know what? Everybody likes this shit, so.
Well, it's like The Flash. People seem to like that. I think they're fucking idiots. Everyone who watches it.
Yeah, I think they're fucking idiots too. Actually,
but that's an opinion.
People have been defending us on the site.
Yeah, but that's an opinion. That's my opinion. I think you are a bunch of fucking idiots.
I read comments last week on The Darkness. People was backing us up on Flash.
Oh, really? Okay, good. Okay. Smart people. You have smart fans.
Yeah. Smart people, whatever. And even this week on Movies Falls episode, someone said that, damn, what did he say? He said that Gotham, Flash, Smallville, Arrow is all horrible pieces of shit or some shit like that.
Yeah, and I won't argue with that.
I won't argue with that either.
Especially when you got something as good as Walking Dead is at the moment, then you're watching other shit. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because the funny thing is, those shows, Walking Dead and Gotham people are back-to-back. So it's like, we watch this great episode right here and going to prepare ourselves, which after we get done with this, I'm about to go watch Gotham. And
oh, lucky you.
Damn.
I get to wait till tonight, thank God.
Yeah, I'm thinking of waiting that out, too. But you know what? Final thoughts on this episode of Walking Dead. The Four Walls and the Roof. The stupidest fucking title, one of the best shows, too.
I loved it. I didn't have anything bad to say about it. I can't really. I can't think of any negative to say about this episode.
I'm 100% with you, man. I love everything that was going on here. I laughed. I felt the tension. I had a good time watching it. I liked all the characters. Right, Rick, man, that plan was fucking awesome. Seeing that, actually, I remember stood up going, fuck yeah, shoot all those motherfuckers, fuck yeah. I was pumped with the show. I was pumped with it.
I think too, because. Probably the reason we enjoy this is we would have done exactly what the fuck Rick would have done.
Yeah, exactly. I'd have looked at you, Wayne, and been like, if someone would have told me and you to keep these people alive, I'd have looked at you and been like, oh, yeah, exactly. I'd have been like, Wayne, take their weapons from them. Take weapons from them right now.
I wouldn't have to tell me because I just would have. And I would have put a bullet in the head and say, oh, you're not part of this crew anymore because you're fucking stupid.
I would have got Carl out too and been like, what you mean not everyone is bad? Look at these fuckers right here. I would have gave the gun to Carl and said, you have to murder each and every one of them.
I would have taken the guns off Glenn and Maggie and gave them to Judith. Said, at least she'll fucking do something with them.
Just like in Fury when Brad Pitt made that kid shoot that Nazi in the head.
Oh,
yeah.
I haven't seen Fury yet, but I do want to see it.
Yeah, now you need to see it. See?
Oh, no, now
you need to see it. Brad Pitt beats this kid up.
Now
he beats this kid up and puts a gun in his hand and makes him shoot this guy. I was like, yeah, that's what Rick should have did with Judas.
Well, what are your final thoughts?
And he would have,
before we head off.
Man, I love this episode. I had a fun time watching. Watching Gotham so much, man, because you remember last week how I felt about watching. I was like, you know what, I think I'm like halfway done. Watching this show, man, got me back into why I like watching TV shows and shit. And thank God for the fucking Walking Dead to do that, because this was a great episode. It had me excited watching it, and I'm even more pumped to watch next week's episode.
Absolutely. Cannot wait. And you know what, it's good. It's actually just good you and me doing a little show together with that. CJ bringing us down, ruining it by talking sense. I don't like sense in our show.
Coming up with logics that make too much sense now.
Lines that actually matter.
Talking about how great The Flash is of a TV show. Yeah. Hey, Wayne, if it's so great, has CJ watched any of the other episodes?
Oh, yeah. I bet he hasn't.
Yeah, I bet he hasn't either. Yeah, it's so fucking great yet you haven't watched them episodes.
Isn't he just another fuckwit that watches it? It's all right.
people asking for that Wayne and P1 show. Got it.
They'll get it. They'll fucking get it.
Yeah. I like how we went off for a rant for 15 minutes talking about Man of
Steel. Man of Steel, yeah. We'll somehow put another show in here. You get The Walking Dead, and then you get a little bonus.
You get a little bonus. You get added features in there. You get us.
Quite right. You know, we're gonna have to bail because I'm gonna fucking work call me, man. So I'm gonna have to jet off. So I'm gonna have to end this and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we both gotta get the fuck out of here. We both got shit to do. See, the two business ones made it here.
Damn straight.
Hey, well, damn straight. We loyal.
We
love us.
We do our job. Not really, but we make it.
We try to do it.
We try. Well, people, that's the recap of the Walking Dead.
That has been the recap.
I am Wayne.
I'm the phenomenal one.
And you're a bunch of fucking idiots for listening to us, but thank you. And we'll see you next week. We'll see you on Gotham.
We'll see you when Gotham comes.
Poor bastard. See you, bastard.
Poor bastard.